Okay, we're so glad to be back with you for another GoldSeek.com Radio Gold Nugget segment. We're happy you've chosen GoldSeek.com as a trusted investing information source. Today's special guest, Bill Murphy from Gotta.org and La Metropole Cafe. It's a pleasure to welcome back Gotta's chairman, Bill Murphy, trying to help folks understand what's going on in the precious metals markets with all the manipulation. It's a pleasure to have you back on the show, Bill Murphy.
Great to be here, Chris. Thank you.
You say that manipulation is a much bigger problem than most people think, that the mainstream media might even be complicit in the suppression. And I'd like to give you a chance here to talk about how this could be so explosive for the metals prices.
A mouthful in a way, because there's so much, you know, to all of that. It's fairly complex in a sense, and in a way, it's pretty simple. I mean, basically, the Gotta story is not allowed to be said. I mean, we know this from Bloomberg, who's told us that the Claudia Carpenter has been there forever, that she can't mention this. And I was on CNBC 15 years ago, not allowed back. BNN won't have us on, and it's so bad that. And such a big deal that they won't even come up with a he said, she said kind of thing, which, you know, people can make up their own minds. And what part of it's because of the United States government's involved. You've got one scandal after another in every financial market. I mean, it's unbelievable how rampant it is. And yet, when it comes to our subject, it's like it's toxic. And the bottom line is that the price of gold is probably half of what it should be if it kept up with inflation. And it's an artificially low price. And when final aspect of all that is that they've been meddling in all the markets, whether it's the stock market, everyone knows about the bond market and currency markets, and gold, of course, is the biggie. And when it's leading to something where it's like a communist system, it's going to blow up because they try to control it so much with derivatives, et cetera.
You know, I think there's really two big problems here that's keeping this story under wraps from the masses. Firstly, it involves that, you know, that adage, it's hard to convince someone of the truth if it is going to jeopardize their livelihood, their wherewithal. Most of the media outlets earn revenues primarily. I mean, their paychecks, their bread and butter come from those who are complicit in this manipulation. I think that's one big component. Unfortunately, you know, I mean, you've really got to almost have a legal mindset or an investigative mindset to where you're going to drill down into the minutia and find out just what's going on. And here's an example. For instance, we just found out that Barclays had a $44 million fine in evidence in a probe against gold price manipulation.
In that article that you were kind enough to put up, I talked about it's like a murder trial where if anybody had time or wanted the interest to look at all the evidence God has collected, the person on trial would be, you know, found guilty beyond a reasonable doubt and sentenced to death. I mean, it's that obvious. I mean, even like yesterday where one of my colleagues and Gotta people, James McShirley, circled the day before if gold was going to go up 2%, what would the price be? And he circled the number, came out exact to the tick. This is how controlled this is. Well, the way I see it is just naked shorting. Well, that's the way I see it, and I'm sure they are. And right now, the public has no interest in the gold-silver shares, and we all know how poorly they've done for years now, and it's going to turn. And in my opinion, it's going to lead to, it's going to be a mania as big as the internet thing was at the end of the 1990s before this is over. The public has never come our way yet, and that's coming. And it might be when gold takes out 2,000, I don't know, but it's coming.
Dumping hundreds of thousands, even perhaps millions of shares that are created out of thin air, you're not borrowing from someone else in order to short. You're literally printing money that dilutes the share base, and this crushes the price. And we've seen hundreds of solid companies with great business plans go out of business. What I think the travesty here is, and what will ultimately come back to bite them, and which could send the metals sky high just on its own merits, is you debase these mining companies, which, you know, they already face really tight margins as it is. I mean, it is a difficult business to make profitable, just like any other business. But, I mean, there are some big overhead costs here. And when they see their share prices get crushed, well, suddenly their access to capital evaporates. And what I'm afraid is we're going to see more and more of these solid mining companies close their doors, creating a vacuum. When the price starts to turn around, it can take 5, 6, even 7 years to get these mines back online.
Today, it's obvious, you know, with the geopolitical noise and about Russia, Ukraine, and even some talk about meddling in Iraq. You know, the gold's trading the opposite of the stock market. As it gets hit, the gold catches a bid, and it's the, probably the most disturbing thing for me short term is what they're doing to silver, and it's either because the silver fundamentals stink, which I don't believe, or they've got such a problem with silver, they're going after it. I mean, the gold and silver the past few days have just, you know, acting completely differently, and it's something is very wrong there, and I think it's because the JPM crowd has a big problem. Now, we'll see, and all in retrospect, what we know, when we'll find out when Dilver and takes out 22. If that's it, when and if it does and it explodes, then it's because they've had a big problem and they're doing everything they can to keep the price down. But we'll see.
I think what's happening to silver here is just an overreaction. You know, when you start to see the equities implode, people get nervous about the global prospects of the, obviously, the global economy. And, you know, there's that industrial component.
But Chris, if I may interrupt you, then why in the years that we've seen the Dow go up and up and up, why didn't silver go up, have an effect when it was going up? Why is it always when it goes down?
This is all going to change. If we look at the typical bear market over the past few years, I mean, whether it be crude oil, all the way back to the dot-com implosion and then 2003 recovery, even housing, you know, it didn't take much more than three and a half years before we found a solid bottom, and you're going to see at least a 50% relief rally, even if the bull market doesn't reestablish itself right away, perhaps leading up to a capitulation?
Well, no, I think I'm an Eric Sprott fan. I think you got $100 silver in the cards, and then once we take out 22 and it's going to start to move and explode, when it takes out 50, the next stop's going to be 100, and that's for starters. I think it's going to be just a staggering move, and it's unfortunately, it's taking longer than I thought it would have, and the base in silver is getting bigger and bigger and bigger to support such a move, and here we are.
Great point. Anything that they need to be watching for? Should we be looking for a bottom? We get these summer doldrums, you know, in the markets before the holiday season. Manufacturers and the jewelers start to stock up, and then we've got all that holiday-related buying, and then, of course, we have the upcoming wedding season in India. So we've got some good positive seasonal factors.
One thing that's obviously noticeable is the gold keeps bouncing off 1280 time and time again. It's on the move back up again, and if it takes out 1326, it could very easily shoot for 1400. So it's got to do that first, but it could come out of nowhere.
Probably read that article this week where Russia just signed a big oil deal with Iran. I mean, talk about the end of the petrodollar. Then you've got India's central bank governor, renowned forecaster and worked with the IMF, and he says a massive global financial collapse and meltdown, as big if not bigger than 2008, is just around the corner, could lead to a big rebound in the metals. It's just a no-brainer, and I know you're all in.
Yeah, I've been doing it for since 1998. It's almost 16 years now, and people can sign up for a two-week free trial if they are interested. And then as far as GATA is concerned, go to www.gata.org. Chris Powell, my colleague, does a great job there and sends out all kinds of good stuff, and we're going to continue to fight the good fight.
Very good. Well, I just want to give a shout out to our Chris Mullen here at Goldseek, who found your article. That was one of the reasons why we wanted to have you on the show today. Bill Murphy, always a pleasure. Please keep up the great work at Gata.org with Chris Powell, La Metropole Cafe. We appreciate all that you and Chris Powell do.
Thanks for all you do, Chris. Have a good one.